You're listening to the 2 Minute Time Lady podcast because I've got a bloody head cold. Here's Shannon.
My favorite Doctor Who companion and my favorite character after David Tennant's 10th Doctor is Rose Tyler. No contest, no apologies. Yeah, I'm a New Who fan. My husband had to almost beg me to sit down and watch Rose with him. I spent quite a bit of time trying to decide whether the big-eared guy in the jacket was brilliant or just goofy, and groaning over the cheap-looking special effects that kept me turning the dial away from Tom Baker when I was 10. But I was willing to watch the second episode because I wanted to see more of Rose Tyler. I wanted to see how this ordinary shop girl chafing at her limits would react when those limits ceased to exist. I wanted to see her rescue the doctor again. I wanted to see what would happen when she tried to go home again and found that it wasn't home anymore. I wanted to see her grow up, grow wiser. And pretty soon, I definitely wanted to see her fall in love with a broken doctor and heal him. I understand that to the old school fan, this isn't the role of a companion. I've seen a few Old Who episodes since that March night in 2005. I know that the companion is supposed to look pretty, be there to ask the stupid questions for the audience, be a plot device for rescuing or wandering off. Even Ace only got away with her baseball bat in Nitro 9 because of being very young and sassy, as a foil to a Seventh Doctor who looked old enough to be her grandpa. But I'm not an old school fan, and while Rose was nearly as young and cheeky as Ace, she was also written to be much more determined and much more of an equal on the show. From the start, Russell T. Davies wrote her as such, knowing that in order to capture the current generation of TV fans, he would have to write character-driven stories that showed the strengths and weaknesses of all the characters, the weaknesses of the previously infallible demigod Doctor, and the strength of some insignificant shopgirl. From what I've seen of old episodes over my husband's shoulder, other companions had the potential to be equals. Sarah Jane started out as a hard-hitting driven reporter. Tegan was cast to be the mouth on legs. And yet, they all fell into line after the first few episodes. Only Rose remained her own woman, paving the way for more characters of equal footing, like Jack or Donna. And for those reasons, I see Rose Tyler remaining my favorite Who companion for however long the show lasts.
Thanks for listening to my wife. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, no punctuation, or on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord, no punctuation. Or you can subscribe on iTunes, no punctuation. Thanks. Be back soon?